Well, we, you know, get to 70-odd minutes, 75 minutes, whatever it was, and you think, well, you know, our keeper's been in great form, and, you know, you feel, yeah, there's a point here for us tonight. We, you know, we're defending for our lives, and the keeper's made some great saves when he's had to. And you just think, you know, suddenly you think, well, maybe we might nick it, you know, because they haven't scored, and, you know, we had one or two opportunities, and you think we might just get one here and we could end up. But, you know, the worst thing, one thing you don't want to do is get beat at that stage. You think, let's go, and if we take a 0-0 and we get a point, it's a point on the board, which is vital for us. But it's the third game running, really. We've conceded late, you know, Chelsea away, then Newcastle, and then again today.
What is it about playing away that's different from home? Is it simply a mental thing, do you think?
I think we play good teams away from home, to be honest with you. We play good teams. They've got quality. The centre-forward for them is an excellent player. He's a fantastic centre-forward. Bony, you know, Sigurdsson joined up with him. Their movement is great. They've got quality players here. They're a very good team.
Well, you came here on the back of a morale-boosting win. You wanted to continue in that vein.
Absolutely. Of course we did. Yeah, we've got to go again on Saturday. But you say, you look at the results tonight, you look at teams down the bottom. It's hard to, you know, it's hard. You know, West Brom get beat on West Ham, you know. You know, Burnley played Newcastle, a lot of injuries tonight. I thought probably Burnley might beat them. Leicester got beat on by Liverpool. It's hard in this division, you know, but we've got some home games now that are vital to us. For the next three or four home games are going to be games that, you know, we've had a couple of vital ones recently. We managed to beat Villa, then we beat Leicester. And now we've got Burnley, we've got West Brom, we've got Palace to come. We need to pick up some points from them games.
A word for Rob Green, because he was magnificent tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. He's top goalkeeper, great professional. You know, absolutely superb. And I really do think Swansea now, the last 4 or 5 years, they play some great football, and Gary's got them playing great at the moment. I think if anyone coming here winning is going to be difficult, as Arsenal found out the other week.
Harry, did half-time almost come at the wrong time for you tonight? Because that was the one part of the game towards half-time where you seemed to be picking up a bit of a head of steam.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we got to half-time. That last 10 minutes before half-time, we seemed to come ride the storm, you know. A little bit like they started on Saturday. We watched the videos. They had 20 minutes on Saturday against Palace where they absolutely were fantastic, Swansea. And then they, you know, Palace sort of got a little bit of a foothold back in the game. And I thought it was going the same way tonight. We weathered that early half-hour. And then I thought we had a great chance with Leroy Fer when he's coming from Nico Cranchard's cross, you know, he was a couple of yards out, looked sure to score. And even second half, you know, as well as Rob was playing and making saves, we had one or two balls in their box that, you know, looked like we could have scored. But it wasn't to be. We've just got to pick ourselves up now and go again on Saturday.